Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to Mallory's Weird World Adventures, the podcast. I'm your host, Mallory.
And I'm your host, Michael.
And we're here to show you just how weird this world of ours really is. So since we were on a kick about national parks and we talked about the Great Smoky Mountains National Park last week, I figure this week we should talk about Sequoia National Park, which is, I think, my personal favorite national park. It's just unlike anything I've ever seen anywhere else.
How many have you been to?
Not that many.
Okay.
I know. I wish, you know, we were just talking about this. I tend to focus on travel outside of the States. I'm very bad at exploring my own country. So I need to get into more national parks, and I would like to kind of do more of that. I've seen Joshua Tree. I've seen Sequoia. I've seen Shenandoah.
Have you? Have you?
Sequoia, are you sassing me? Shenandoah, are you sassing me because we got married there?
Yeah, I am.
We got married in Shenandoah National Park, you guys.
Yeah, we did.
On top of a mountain. It's so pretty. Our pictures are better than anybody else's pictures.
They're at Mallory's Adventures.
They are. Check it out. And then I've been to the Great Smokies. I think that's it.
Okay, so it's a small.
It's a small chunk.
It's my favorite out of these three.
Oh, no, I've been to the Redwoods.
Okay, all right.
Been to the Redwoods.
I haven't been to that many either. I'm not going to shade you for that. Not as many. I went to a few as a young kid because my parents did two different cross-country driving vacations with me and my sister, but we would have, the first one we did, we were very, I mean, my sister was a baby.
Yeah.
And I would have been three, so I have very limited memories of that.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a vague memory of the highlight of the trip, the Corn Palace.
Oh my god, you talk about the Corn Palace so
much. I know. And the other one I was old enough to have some memories of, and we definitely did, what are some of the cactus ones?
Joshua Tree?
There's a few, right?
I think so.
We did at least a few of them.
Did the ooze, right?
The woos. That's not a national park. That is a now defunct giant human maze that was put somewhere. Where was it? Was it down in Florida? No, it was out in California, right?
I don't know.
All I remember from it was being a young child. It's a giant human maze. The day we went, it was very hot. There is no shade in the maze.
Uh-oh.
And I was with my parents and grandparents. I forget the crew of adults that was leading the day there. I just remember them alternating who was going to be leading the group because nobody could do anything in this maze. None of them could figure it out. So periodically, like, all right, that's enough. You've had your chance. We were getting nowhere. We're just going in circles. I'm taking charge. And I think the whole point of this maze was there were like these towers that you could kind of see standing above the maze, but not clear where how to get to them. And you were supposed to get to the four or so different towers and get like a stamp. I think it's spelled woos.
Mm.
And then you would get to the exit, kind of like a game.
Okay.
And we didn't get to the first tower.
So we went
through like a 5 or 6 person adult crew. You know, all telling everybody else that they were going to figure it out, and we didn't get anywhere. I just remember it being a total failure. And I was like,
how did you get out?
I think there were like exits. I think you could
emergency exits.
Yeah, I think you could just like leave at certain points.
Okay.
But yeah, we didn't.
Wow.
We didn't get anywhere.
Failures.
Total fail.
Well.
Anyways.
I will say the
not
reason.
Not a national park.
The reason Sequoia is my favorite thus far, I'll give that addendum, is because there's something so magical about being in that giant forest and being just like an ant next to these unbelievably towering trees. And they're not just tall. Like, I've been to Redwoods and I was underwhelmed because they're just tall, right? These ones are girthy.
She's a girth girl.
Yeah, they're girthy. And if you're going to go to Sequoia, I'm going to walk you through my favorites, the ones that I kind of took Michael on, if you wanted any advice ever, because I think that there's so many good things to do there, but I think I found my routine of the best.
I had not been there, so I just followed her lead.
What was your impression having not been there? Like,
yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
I think the word I used for the girthiness of the movie was emasculating.
Oh, definitely emasculating. You definitely said that many times.
I think, like, we can all agree, Mallory, that size doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay, sure. Wow. My start to the day every time I go to Sequoia is Tecopa Falls.
That was very cool.
Tecopa Valley Trail to Tecopa Falls. It's a decent size. I believe it's 3.8 miles total, because you're going in like a little less than 2 miles, and then out a little less than 2 miles, because you're going in and then back the same way. It's like a line.
Yeah, not a loop.
But when you're going in, you're kind of going up just ever so slightly. You never feel like you're climbing or getting winded.
Yeah, it was a decent length. It didn't feel that challenging.
Yeah, and then when you go back, it's like you're going slightly down, so it's the way back is just like a piece of cake. Mm-hmm. It's a cakewalk. And then when you're going in, it was a little less, like, striking when we were there just because of the time of year, but it's vastly different landscapes. So, you know, you start by this river and it's so pretty, and there's always just these towering, like, rocky mountains next to you. Mm-hmm. And then there's, like, fields of different colorful flowers that you're going through, and little streams you're walking over, and mm-hmm. it's very just pretty, and like this like very distinct nature rock, because it looks like I'm on the West Coast. There's rocky mm-hmm. mountains and like pine trees. Mm-hmm. And it has just a very distinctive, like, West Coast feel. And then you get to the end, and it's like a miniature, like, rock scrambly.
It's a totally different landscape at the end. Yeah.
Completely. You're kind of, like, climbing through and around. And it's not, when I say climbing, it's not difficult, but you do need to watch yourself. Like a bunch of rocks. Like, you're going up and around this rock trail.
It's a small rock scramble, I guess. There's nothing that requires you to have any upper body strength or pull yourself up and over anything or climb any boulder or anything. But yeah, you have to watch your step.
Yes. And the waterfall there is sometimes more impressive than other times. I have been there when it's like a real waterfall.
I hope so, because it couldn't have been less than the hike was beautiful. I'm not trying to complain about the hike. But the waterfall couldn't have been less impressive.
It was
when
like
you were
a
there.
Trickle.
I don't know if I even saw water. You said there's the waterfall. But. And I said, well, there's a rock there. I don't see any water. Where's the waterfall?
To be fair, though, that spot where the waterfall is I think my favorite, like, natural landscape on Earth.
It didn't need the waterfall. It was very almost alien looking.
Yes.
The rock formation underlying it was very odd looking.
It's a like very unbelievably tall rock formation. It kind of like slopes up. There's rocks on all side of you. It is something that is hard to describe, but if you go to mallorysadventures.com and you search Tecopa, T-O-K-O-P-A-H, it'll come up and you can see pictures. It's unlike any waterfall landscape I've ever seen, which is why I love it so much. And then you turn around and it's like, so it's this crazy, gigantic, rocky cliff thing, you know, above and around you on three sides, and then the fourth side you turn around and it's just this beautiful, like, tree. It's like a vast valley of trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with that.
Did you like it?
I liked it.
My favorite?
The raging torrent waterfall.
You got a lot of good pictures
there.
I did
get a lot. We took an extra long time because I had just gotten a new toy mm-hmm. for my birthday. Nice camera, so I was futzing around with that.
It was good, though.
Yeah.
Got some amazing pictures.
Yeah.
And that's always, like, my first go-to. A couple of things we didn't do while we were there. You have to get tickets, and it's only seasonal, but they do offer tours of Crystal Cave. It's, like, this beautiful cave. I will say, it's, like, a crazy drop down to the cave. Like, you're, like, walking on a paved path, but it's so intently, like, just almost, like, vertical that you're like, oh, this is kind of hard to get to. Mm-hmm. And then going back up, you're just like, well, this is going to be the bane of my existence today. But it's worth it because the cave is, it's beautiful. it has like running water kind of through it in parts. Like it's a very pretty little cave that's worth seeing if you've gone to Sequoia enough and seen the other like sites, you know. And it does require like a ticket for like a tour to go see it. It's seasonal, but you can get it on like the National Park Service's website. And then Morro Rock we didn't get to do because they cut the buses off really early, I guess, because it got dark so early.
That one looked fun.
It was a bummer.
If we go, well, hopefully when we go back,
yes,
I want to do that one.
Definitely. Yeah.
You can see it coming into the park as you're driving in. It's giant boulder in the mountains.
Like
on top of the mountain. Yeah, it looks like somebody placed a giant boulder on top of a mountain.
Yes. It's one of the highest spots there, and you have to take a bus to it from, like, the big trees area, and they'll, like, or like a trolley kind of thing, and they'll drop you off. And the whole hike, it's, like, it's weird to call it a hike because you're going upstairs cut into this, like, boulder rock formation, and it goes on for a while. Like, it is, like a big old walk, but you're, like, the hike itself is, like, up the rock to get to the very top, the vantage point.
Yeah.
And it's like in stairs that are
mostly about the overlook.
Yes. Definitely. But it is very, it's unlike anything you've seen. So we definitely need to do it. Because it's like that weird, like climbing up the rock, like stairs and slopes and things. It is very cool and weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see it.
Definitely. And then, of course, the reason that you would go to Sequoia that everyone has to see are the large trees. The largest tree on earth is there, the General Sherman tree. And it's the girthiest tree that's here on earth right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Not tallest.
Yes.
Largest.
Largest. The girthiest.
By mass, right?
By mass, yes. And to get to General Sherman, I think it's only like 0.3 miles down to it. But you're going downhill to get to it, which means you're going to go back uphill to get to it. And it's pretty intense.
It's a steep grade.
Yes.
And it's even, I don't know, paved, right? It's
paved.
It's paved, right?
Yeah, it's paved.
So it wasn't easy, I wouldn't say.
No, definitely not.
Despite being paved and not long.
It's hard. I mean, it's one of those things where I used to go to Sequoia with my dad a lot. And you know, he likes to hike, but he's had a harder and harder time hiking. And we did it the first time, and he was just like, I'm never doing this again, like going back up it. So then the next couple of times we went, he's like, how about you go down with me? And so, like, the handicap parking's, like, at the bottom where the tree is. So, you know, people with disabilities can still go see the tree by, like, getting off at the bottom and doing so they don't have to do that walk. And there's only, like, you know, three or four handicap spots there.
Right.
And you can, like, so, you know, we would park up at the top where everyone else parked, walk down to the tree, and then he would wait at the bottom.
Yeah, and you'd go around.
At the handicap part, and I would go, like, back up myself to get to the car to go around and pick him up.
Well, I'll use that option with you next time.
Wow.
Show for me, too.
There's something so...
Girthy.
I don't know. They are girthy. Humbling, I don't know, like, grounding, emasculating, Michael's words. About just being this ant in like a forest of giants. It's appropriately named the Giant Forest, and it's really like an experience I can't give to you.
It feels like real life Honey, I Shrunk the Kid, like we're the shrunken kid, right?
Yes.
Everything
definitely.
Just seems supersized.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And it's, I mean, there's pictures of like us standing amongst the trees and we look like a dot.
It's the kind of thing you almost need to get a picture with a person in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're taking photographs, because
yes.
they're so big, but everything is big. Like the whole area is just kind of big, and every tree is also big. So if you just took a picture without any thing that's identifiable for perspective, it just won't look that big. They're all
right.
big. It'd be like taking a picture of a bunch of giants, but they're all giants and everything around them is giants. So it just looks like a normal picture.
Yes.
But if you put a person in it, all of a sudden, like, holy shit, that's a giant tree.
Yes, it changes everything. And it's not anything that us saying this to you now will convey until you get to be there in person and really see it firsthand.
We even got some great pictures, but it still just doesn't do it just, I mean, it just wouldn't, it still doesn't convey how big it feels when you're there.
No. And it's it's weird that the largest tree in the world is named after General Sherman.
Yeah. The naming convention was odd. There were a few generals out there.
There was Grant, right?
Yes.
Yes. That's still another one I always remember seeing, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I know that there are, like, the big trees were named after generals.
I wonder why.
I don't know. That's a great question. And if you love the big trees, I have to recommend to you. We didn't have a lot of time. I think we wound up watching the sunset on Beetle Rock, right?
Which was surprisingly great.
It was beautiful.
We were going to, yes, because we were going to get the bus to Mora Rock.
Yes.
And we were like scrambling down there. We're like, I don't think we're going to make it. And then the bus was already caught up. We're like, well, now we're definitely not going to make it.
Yes.
But the Beetle Rock, we're like, well, what's close? And it was right across the...
Yes.
It was like a visit where the bus would have picked up. It was right across the street. I don't know, a tenth of a mile. It was literally across the street. And it was just a giant, weird rock, kind of slightly sloping down, and then eventually becomes a cliff, and we hit the sunset perfectly.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
It was very nice to get to just, like, kind of sit and relax and do that after hiking so much, too. And the other hike I, like, recommend to people, if you love the big trees and you have the time while you're there, there's also Big Trees Trail. It's like a continuation of, like, the General Sherman tree area where you see all the big trees. And it's just, like, another trail that kind of loops around through some of the sequoia trees. And it's very cool. And they even, on, like, the sidewalk, so, like, you kind of, like, walk from the visitor center that's there that has all the information on the trees, and you cross the street. And then from that, like, you kind of get to the whole area that has more trees, and before you kind of loop around this, like, field with more of the trees, there's, like, a little bathroom and, like, just, like, little, like, paved area with benches for people to sit on. And they actually, in that, like, little square, put the base of, like, one of the sequoia trees, like, just in an outline on the ground. So you can, like, look at it and kind of lay in it and see how big it is. Like, I've laid in it to be like, well, this tree is larger than me in all sides.
We found that grove that wasn't really even on a path.
Oh, that was so
pulled
great.
Over, and it was a little grove of some big sequoia. And we got up in one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, up inside. Like, you can kind of go through
There's
inside
a good picture
of it.
On here.
Yes.
Check out her Mallory's Adventures Instagram account. There's a good picture of you up in it.
Yes. It is very cool.
It does
cool.
give some perspective of how giant this thing is.
It's really an experience that you have to see for yourself to believe. I that's what I say to everyone, because I could tell you how big the trees are all day, but until you're there.
Well, the other thing that caught me off guard was I just figured it was going to be all big trees immediately, but it took a while to drive up. You're a ways up there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize how high the elevation is.
I think at one point we were at like 8,000, 9,000 feet up.
It was quite a ways up. Obviously, we didn't hike 8,000 feet up. You drive it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very windy, torturous. I mean, it's a ways up. You're driving for a while just to get to the sequoia.
It's like 40 minutes of twisty, windy road. And
you're way up there. And before you kind of get to that elevation, I guess, where they grow, I was just like, this is no big trees here. This is not even trees here. And then all of a sudden, there's just giant trees. You hit a certain elevation and it just becomes... It's almost like you drove into, you know, Big World in Mario.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that's definitely.
The most apt description.
Definitely the most apt description. It's true. I get a little, like, stressed and frustrated and flustered in that part, especially coming back, because you're kind of excited going in.
Yeah.
And then going back, you're like, oh my God, are we out yet? Where it's...
Yeah. And there's not... that much to see before you hit the tree. You can see more of a rock, which is cool.
Yes.
Early on.
And there's a few, like, lower ground, like, camping places, but there's not that many.
Yeah,
it's
not
really...
for a 40-minute drive.
Yes.
I mean, you know. Anyways.
And it's winding and twisty.
Not to dissuade anyone.
It's worth it. But it's winding and twisty, and it's very, like, you have to go very slow because of it. So you're not going that far, but it just takes a long time.
You're going up. Yeah, it's very, it's slow going, very windy, and you're going gradually up.
Yes. And, I mean, I guess the gradual going up is good because, I mean, like we said, you're at 8,000, 9,000 feet up there at one point, and it's good to go slowly. to get up there that, you know, that way. And it's higher up than any of the other national parks we've been to.
Yeah. I mean, Shenandoah, but it feels less mountain. We weren't, like, summiting a mountain, really. They're just very tall mountains, I guess. Like, when we were in Shenandoah, we hiked to the several summits.
Yes.
And you're clearly on top of a mountain. Like,
yes.
You're looking over the edge
yes.
of a mountain, and it feels very high up. But they weren't anywhere near as actually high. I guess sea level high. I mean,
right.
Maybe is California also just higher?
It might.
Like
it might.
I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah.
Yes.
Felt not as high. It wasn't like we were like looking over a lot of ledges or anything. I'm sure Mora Rock looks quite high, I'm sure.
Yes.
The big trees are just in the woods.
Yeah, it's just in the woods, but I think they grow at higher elevation.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So.
Well, they specifically don't grow until you kind of hit a certain
yes.
point in the park, and then all of a sudden
you're just there.
You're in the world.
You're like, you get to the point, okay, here they are, they're coming now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But it's very cool. If you're ever in California, I really, really recommend that you check out Sequoia National Park. It's my favorite that I've been to so far. Something like that. I do love Shenandoah, though, too. That's just, it's a very different world, I guess. Very distinctly different reasons why I love each one.
Yeah.
And I'm finding a love for the Great Smokies now, too. Like, there's, everyone kind of has its own unique footprint. So that's what makes it very exciting.
I look forward to seeing more.
Definitely. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in today to Weird World Adventures, the podcast. I'm your host, Mallory.
And I'm your host, Michael.
And until next time, everybody, stay weird.